Internet and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Gamer Show. We've had some technical issues tonight, as always. It's kind of getting... We should just start the show and assume that everybody's...
not
just
going
knows.
To work in any way.
Yeah, we've not went live yet. We're now 8:30. We normally go live at 8 o'clock. So we'll have to make sure we're a really, really quick one tonight because we get booted off at 9:30. So we had some problems with the video cameras tonight and whatnot. So we managed finally in the end to get the video camera working. So Sam and Chiz are now on screen and we're able to see them. So yeah, we're all good. Say hi, guys.
Hi, everybody.
Just for anyone who hasn't noticed, we do believe that Big Bird is actually masturbating in the background.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah. No.
Well, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, but whenever there's a fireplace around, I crack one off.
So the chat room's already... Ross in the chat room is saying that he thought he'd missed half the show because he's only just rocked up. No, we're just that inept, Ross. It's okay.
You're basically our only listener, so we waited for you.
we waited patiently for you to join us. Welcome, one and all. And welcome to Sam and Chiz,
one,
who are here this evening. So, how are you guys doing tonight?
I'm not too bad. Sam was telling me before the podcast that Amy gave him a pearl necklace last night.
Wow, really? Tell us about that, Sam. I think we can wait for the show to start for you to actually give us more information there.
Are you still piecing together that mental image?
I just haven't... Where did that come from?
I heard it the other day and it made me laugh.
Amy did that.
It's not a very good joke, to be honest.
I don't.
Well, that Amy gave you a pearl necklace.
I think you'd look dashing in a pearl necklace myself.
I can pull off pretty much any look.
Can you put the microphone near you, Sam?
I can pull off pretty much any look.
Oh, no. Pull back.
A little bit further away.
Pull it back.
Pull it back out.
So you're all good?
Smashing.
Yeah. Is the audio working in your right ears tonight?
No.
No, me neither. That was a complete waste of time. So basically, whatever has been done here that basically caused us all the video problems at the beginning was because I was rewiring the office so that we could get stereo working in the audio for the stream. And lo and behold, after all that we've achieved is this camera stopped working. That's pretty much it. It's
we need well annoying. Pay Ross some smarties to have him basically fix your...
Yeah, we need Ross to come down and deal with this in some way, shape or form, I think. Ross, are you prepared to come down and do that? He says, ha ha ha.
Cool. Said yes, on live television, so now we can't back out.
It's legally binding.
Yes, indeed. Cool. Okay, there's not a huge amount of news going about just now. Crap. Sorry. No, look... Seamless tonight.
Can we
Seamless.
Just give up? Just come back another day, and we will show you.
Today's just been a bad day. All
vaguely
all
right-ish.
Yeah. Anyway, well, we just fly through the news because
it's on them.
Right. Okay. Cool. So there wasn't a lot of news. We managed. Well, I'm saying we. Chiz managed to drag together most of the show notes this week. So. Lo and behold, the information is mainly around Deus Ex and Hack'em Slash'em games. So,
is there?
No.
I don't remember posting that one.
So, Deus Ex, Deus Ex, whatever you want to call it, I've heard it both ways. Mankind Divided has been delayed till August 2016. Chiz, what's your views on this?
Well, if the game's not ready, it makes sense, but I was looking forward to, I think it was February, March, I think it was...
It was originally intended for the 23rd of February, it's now moved to the 23rd of August.
It is not major news, it's been delayed, but if it means the game's more... actually works and doesn't have as many bad sort of bugs in it, then all the better, and they can even add things to it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was looking forward to that, but I'll have to wait longer.
It's a six-month shift, though, that's quite... It's quite a hefty shift.
Yeah.
It is. That kind of makes you think that it's a long way off from being ready.
Well, either that or, well, at the same time, it's good that they're given time to fix any problems that they do have rather than try and being forced to ship out a broken or unfinished game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that is true. It's Eidos Montreal boss David Anfossi? Anfossi.
All these developers should stop having some ludicrous names.
Just call them Smith. David Smith.
John Smith.
So David Smith.
From now on, just refer to all developers John Smith. Or Chad Nadbag.
So, Eidos Montreal boss Chad Nadbag said that most of the things that needn't change are in post-production. We're confident and proud of the game so far. However, as we're now playing through the game in full, we could see that it will require more time in post-production for tuning... iterations and refinement to meet our high standards. We are sorely to disappoint you with this news, and also thank you for all your support and comments. The game is a huge part of our lives and we don't want to compromise in its quality. So I'm supportive of this in the main. The other interesting thing is that it moves it into a summer release, which it's rare that big games like this are in the summer. It's normally kind of either end of the year. So
we have been in the past years, I think we do get the odd one or two games, but definitely not as many. It's a drier patch compared to right now. It's the past couple of months we've had loads of games
splurging out there.
Yeah. Cause there was another news, but it was Deus Ex a while back. They had a really awful sort of, it was pre-order sort of bonus. It was DLC depending what you bought. You bought in like levels. If you pay this amount of money, then you unlock this. It was like a level paying nonsense crap. It got added, and I think they got such a slag enough for it, I think they totally removed it.
Right,
and
okay.
I think it's just one pack now, but it's still pre-order stuff, but it's not money and level-based, which seemed ridiculous.
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of going into that. So you've got a story in later on that we're going to talk about Star Wars Battlefront doing some interesting things around DLC and that kind of stuff. But it's, it's interesting. But so it's 6 month delay, so hopefully we'll see it around the 23rd of August. But are you excited about this, Chiz, you being quite a big Deus Ex fan?
I enjoyed the last one. Still didn't quite... live up to the original game, but I don't think many games will.
No.
But, I kind of liked it, but I never bothered finishing it.
No.
No.
That sounds like something I would do, so.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. There was a few sort of missteps with the boss fights, which they did like a patch job which fixed those things, which it was good that they took it was those criticisms and actually changed the game after they released it, which is, I think... I think there was actually a small fee for that, but yeah, if they hopefully they've learned their lessons from the mistakes they made in the first one, and this will be closer to what we want from a Deus Ex game.
Well, we'll see. It's I think I played the first one. I don't think I played any of the other ones. I kind of liked the concept behind it, and I thought it was quite a cool idea. All the different things you could do, like pulling radiators off the walls and all that kind of stuff, was kind of cool, but I never really got into it. I don't know why. It just wasn't my cup of tea. But yeah. So anyway, so it's coming out the 23rd of August now, supposedly, so we'll wait and see what happens there. The other thing is, another thing that happened this week was the Xbox 360 turned 10 years old. Now, I seem to remember... Have you guys ever used TimeHop? It's like a thing that it's like an app on your phone that shows you stuff you tweeted about and put on Facebook.
I've heard
like
of it, but never used it.
Yeah, it's quite cool actually. It's kind of nice going back. So on the same day that Xbox 360 turned 10, 2 years ago on that same day, the Xbox One came out. I don't remember it being that much of a fanfare that it was on the 8th birthday of the Xbox 360 the Xbox One came out. It's an interesting footnote. I don't know if it really means anything.
That was 8 years. Who celebrates 8 years?
I know, it was more like we're releasing this on the same day that the Xbox 360 was released. I kind of thought they would say something about that. Or it's just coincidence. I doubt that.
They might have mentioned something. I think they did say something about it was the same release date, as in the month and day, as the Xbox 360. But at the same time, it's just kind of like...
I suppose. Whatever. I suppose. Chiz, you put quite a long article in the show notes around the Xbox.
Yeah, kind of, I just wanted to kind of thought, well, what was your thoughts of that gen of consoles? And to you, was the 360 a great console or all right console?
I loved the 360.
Yeah.
Big fan of the 360. I had 360 and the PS3. And I have to admit, I think I got the PS3 for... I don't even remember what game it was now, but I bought it for a game or two games or something
like
that.
Little Big Planet, I think, was when you were...
It was a Little Big Planet. I had Little Big Planet for it. I'm not sure if I bought it for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, certainly Little Big Planet was one of the things. Sam, you never had a PlayStation, did you? You were always 360.
Yeah. No, never.
Yeah. So what game made you get a 360? Or was it just about time and you decided to go with it?
I had an original Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got the 360 because Halo and shizzle.
Right, okay.
To be honest, I don't know. It always strikes me that more of the games that I want to play are on the 360. Although that's...
I always feel like that as well,
becoming
yeah.
slightly less of a thing now, because more and more I feel it's becoming kind of multi-platform. But yeah.
It was early on in that generation, a lot of the games you really wanted to play were on the 360. Later in life, I'd say the end of both their lives anyway, the PS3, I think, had the better...
Yeah.
It seemed to have the better exclusives, and it was like it was Microsoft had kind of put their tools down and were concentrating on the next console, and were wanting to kind of balls up the launch of the Xbox One.
Was it the PS2 that had Grand Theft Auto as an exclusive? It wasn't the PS3, was it? It was the Xbox.
It was PS2, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it was Grand Theft Auto 3 came out as an and maybe Vice City as well came out as an exclusive in the PS2, I think.
Yeah,
from memory.
Xbox did eventually get.
Mm-hmm, they
like,
did.
They did. It did eventually come to the original Xbox as well, but it was years after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like a package of both games or whatever.
Yeah, Vice City and yeah. something like that.
But yeah, for me, the 360 kind of changed gaming, because it actually, like, I didn't realise when I was reading this, but they actually introduced friends lists and stuff before we had it was social websites.
Yeah, yeah.
It had you could buy, it was apps and stuff that would work before Apple and apps
mm-hmm.
basically grabbed that and
yeah, yeah.
and ran with it. So there was a lot of ideas that kind of paved the way. And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it was the first, even though the original Xbox and the Dreamcast were online, but they were kind of didn't work too well and they were a bit clunky. It was the first games console that did online, it was gaming really well.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you could chat to folk. Everybody, it was...
The whole Xbox Live experience on 360 was a massive leap forward.
Yeah.
Mm. It was huge. I think it possibly had something to do with the fact that a lot of people got kind of faster internet around the same time
yeah.
as the 360
oh, yeah, like,
came out.
You needed broadband, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was also the biggest probably leap I've seen from one generation to the next, because
yeah.
the leap, what we've seen from 360 to Xbox One, doesn't seem as big, and it's because... the leap from standard def to HD was what changed it. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
From going from like crappy standard to 720, mm-hmm. which it was most games were, was just kind of like all of a sudden it's like, oh my god, I can read stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was the big thing, guys, because I read that article that you put up into the show notes, and they had some really really grand ideas, which were way ahead of its time, because, I mean, they were talking about 720, and then somebody kind of came along and went, oh, we could do HD on this, and HD was like, it wasn't unheard of then, but
well,
very few people...
It's 720 is HD. But
yeah, 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 sure, 1080, sorry, yeah. is what I mean. Because at that time, most people were, if they were lucky, had a 720 TV. It was
yeah.
very few people had lots of HD.
It wasn't...
1080, I should say.
Like, there wasn't actually many games in the PS3 or Xbox 360 that actually ran at 1080p. They weren't quite... It was powerful enough to do, like, say, it's especially the big games, like it was Grand Theft Auto and,
mm-hmm.
and Gears of War. They weren't able to do. It was 1080. It was the Halo games weren't even. It was 720.
Yeah, yeah.
But you get like it was smaller games which were basic in nature could maybe go up to 1080p and whatnot. But even then, that jump to just. 720p was a big leap, and it was like it did feel like a proper next gen.
Yeah, yeah.
While
yeah, definitely
the PS4 and Xbox One doesn't feels less so. But it is yeah. obviously. There's a lot of time you kind of go, is this much better? And you have to go side by side, and you go, oh no, it is.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
Remember the 360 PS3 graphics so being mind blowing.
Yeah.
When
oh, totally. When you look at like PS2 versus PS3, it's a serious,
yeah.
serious
and
difference.
It was actually when the 360 released, it was like a full year later that. It was actually a graphics card on the PC, which was as powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get that now. The Xbox One and PS4, it's a graphics cards, and them are probably below even mid-range on what you can get PC at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Well, do you, again, reading your article that you put up, Chizzy, I was blown away that Sony originally intended to not have a GPU
yeah.
in the PlayStation 4.
The cell processor was just like,
yeah.
they saw it as this amazing thing, and it ended up being a total... handicap from them.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like when you actually used it properly, it's a really impressive thing, but it wasn't as great as they wanted it to be, and it was insanely complicated to actually program for.
Yeah, yeah, they ended up giving Xbox quite a head start there, because they effectively had to kind of go back and put a GPU into the PlayStation,
yeah,
which then ended up in their launch date being almost over a year later.
Yeah.
The Xbox originally came out in 2006. And
$200
Xbox,
more, or whatever you can make it. It was
$200, because the original Xbox was $399 and the PlayStation was $599, which is massive.
We're saying dollars because we can't actually mind what the pounds were, but
I actually
least,
tried to find
it. Was an American site.
Well, I did a bit of a Googling to try and see if I could find it, and I couldn't find anything that said what the original launch prices were. I mean, you could extrapolate that down and exchange rate or something like that.
For the Xbox, because I remember it'd be February after the release date, so like, it'd be the February after, like, I didn't have the cash on me at the time to buy it when it first came out, and I did have the money, I had to wait because it was sold out everywhere.
What one was it? Was it the PlayStation, was it the Xbox 360 that you basically just took every single console you could find in your house and took it and traded it all in, or was that the PlayStation 2?
That'd be my original PlayStation, I think, because I traded in my Mega Drive and my SNES and
that was right, yeah,
all my games and...
Yeah, you basically put all the consoles in a big wheelbarrow and
pretty much
took them a game. And still had to put £200 against it.
Still only got like £100. Like, the original PlayStation was like £400 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And that still only, I probably knocked £100-150 off just for all my gear. And part of me thinks, man, I wish I kept all that stuff. But yeah. I was a kid and wasn't making much of my paper round at the time.
Yeah. Well, so a year ago. So in the chat room, did you guys have a 360 or a PS3? And what was the game that you got with it, or what made you go with it?
You asking us that? Are you asking them that? Or
I'm asking the chat room. Chris just sent me a really curious text message. I know that the show doesn't really want to hear about it, but
okay.
Weird.
Okay.
Did your foreskin go all the way over your knob? Is it that curious? Or?
I wonder if my wife would know that, but you know.
During a reach around.
Okay, the chat rooms went completely quiet. It could be the my machine's hung again. Oh no. So Ross in the chat room says, I think it was a social side for me. Everyone had one.
Yeah.
So yeah. The Xbox Live thing was a massive, massive thing for it.
Yeah, it's like. That's part of the reason why I've got I went for the Xbox One. It was this gen because it's most of the people I actually play games with were getting one as well. And I do have a PlayStation 4, but the friends I know to play with it are a handful. Were on the Xbox One and Xbox Live. I've got loads more friends I can just randomly, like, I get loads more. But when I actually go onto it, there's usually a few people online I can actually have a game with. Well, on the PlayStation, it's very, very rare.
Yeah, but definitely.
That's just my social circle, because if you look at, obviously, sales, it's the PS4 is absolutely trouncing the Xbox.
Oh, yeah, but like millions, like multiple millions.
But whereas we're in a weird clique of weird Xbox One.
Yeah, definitely.
But I have to say, in regard to, although you have to pay for Xbox Live, which I still feel is a bit of a slap to the face.
There's other services with it, but
but
you have to pay for the it's PlayStation Plus to game on the PS4. You have to pay as well.
Oh, do you know?
Yeah, that changed with the release of the PS4.
Oh well.
So it's basically turned more into Xbox Live. Although it had its PS Plus had the thing where it'd give away games and whatnot, but Xbox Live are now doing that. So they're basically becoming the same thing. They're basically stealing each other's ideas, but both becoming good doing that.
But in the previous generation, so your online gaming was basically free on PlayStation 4, but it...
And 3, yeah.
Because 3.
Yeah.
My experience of it, it just didn't seem as fluid.
I didn't like all that stuff.
Infrastructure wasn't as good, and to actually chat and meet up with friends was a lot more, just wasn't well done.
Yeah.
Compared to, if you went from Xbox Live to gaming on the PS3, it was free. That was a good thing about it. So I wouldn't complain that much. But it was obviously wasn't as well put together.
It sort of felt like you get what you pay for a little bit. With Xbox Live, I was more than happy to pay because of the experience that you got. I think that PlayStation Network realised that. That's why they ended up doing the whole PlayStation Games thing, which obviously then Xbox do as well. But it just wasn't the same, the whole kind of social side of things.
Plus, like, £25-30 over a year is just it really just isn't a thing.
A kid can afford that.
You can pick up a year's to Xbox Live for about £20 at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
While I've still not seen a PlayStation Plus for a year for less than £30.
Yeah, they don't really drop in price at all. Yeah. Chatroom's also saying the best thing on the Xbox 360, Red Dead. And I would have to agree strongly with that.
Wasn't that available on...
It was on PlayStation,
PlayStation as well.
Yeah, but... So. But
yeah, I think more of the point is...
It was a phenomenal game. Yeah.
You'd go for it on that console if all your mates were on that as well.
Left 4 Dead.
And that as well, yeah.
I never got into Left 4 Dead.
And that was...
Was it on the PlayStation 3 or no?
No, I don't think so. I can't remember.
I thought that was Xbox exclusive. I don't know.
But I mean, that was a brilliant... We got so much life out of that game.
Yeah.
So much life out of it.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, everyone should get Vermintide and come and play with us, because that's brilliant as well.
Yeah. And it's coming to consoles next year at some point.
Yeah.
Cool. Star Wars Battlefront Season Pass. Chiz, I know you're unhappy about this.
Well, yeah, it's Season Pass in general. It just needs to, it's basically this Season Pass where they're releasing, it's another four planets or four big maps, as they're saying, and another four, it's heroes and whatnot. And it basically makes me feel this is stuff that should be, some of the stuff should be already on the game, because I've played a fair bit of it now, and it kind of feels like it needs more content, but it feels like they've held content back for the season pass, and then they're charging you the same amount of money as in buying the game again for the season pass.
Mm-hmm.
So you're buying the game twice just to get all the content, which is a kick in the nuts, I think, and this season pass nonsense needs to stop. And I'm enjoying the game, and I'm glad I managed to get the game for £28. But if you're paying full whack for the game, it's kind of insulting, I think.
Yeah.
When's the season pass thing kick off?
It's a while. I couldn't find anything.
Start of the year, next year, I think. I think January, February.
So
it
won't be too far away because they'll not want to lose players.
No, but what really rubs me up the wrong way is that they launch it, and then it seems like the next day they're like, oh, you can pre-order your season pass.
Feels like stuff were just, it's just been cut out and held back from the game.
You should, season passes and things like that, to me, I know there's a certain amount of planning, but for a customer it should feel like they launch the game, see that it's a success, and then go, we should put additional
content.
Rather than... At the moment, they're not even trying to hide the fact that it's totally pre-planned.
Yeah, especially when they're actually showing off what you're going to get in the season pass. Oh, you're going to get this and this. All right, so you've already made it, so why is it not in the game?
A week later after the game's already out.
You're purposely holding on to it and going, no, it's extra content.
So what we're talking about with the Battlefront season pass, just to go into details here, it's £40 for the season pass, which includes, which has been leaked. I don't think it's officially been confirmed or anything like that, but it's been leaked. That includes four heroes and villains, more so than what you've got just now, because of course at the moment you've just got Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader, I think.
It's six, obviously.
You got six just now, have you?
Yeah.
So four more heroes and villains.
Six in total, rather.
Over 20 galactic tech, or 20 more galactic tech, or more powerful, presumably. 16 additional maps, and presumably all the content for these maps, sort of the content and the villains and heroes and stuff, will be associated with these maps. And also you get 2 weeks early access to the downloadable content, because obviously the downloadable content is going to be purchasable separately. The season pass is just kind of a group payment for this.
There's 16 maps in the game already, so you have to basically buy the game again to get the other 16 maps.
Anyway, I thought it was 14. I thought it was 12 plus two sort of additional ones that you got just after release. I thought it was only 14 maps that you got with the actual game. And then you're getting 16. So basically what you're getting is, it sort of almost feels like what you've paid for, what most people have paid best part of £40 for, is the starter pack.
Yeah.
And then you're buying the DLC for another £40 that's adding on more content. Probably equal content when you kind of balance it all out to what you got in the original one.
Star Wars Battlefront 1 and Star Wars Battlefront 2, to all intents and purposes, you're purchasing a second game.
Yeah, definitely.
And then when you compare that to what it's Microsoft that have actually done with Halo, which is really, which I'm stunned that they've done with Halo 5, all the map packs for that are going to be free.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
The way they're making their cash is, though, there's microtransactions with the rec packs.
What's the rec pack?
It's basically, in the Warzone part of the game, it's basically you build up rec points and then you spend them. Then within the game, you go up to, you can then spend that those points and bring in a Scorpion tank or
whatever. What does rec stand for? Because that was what my great grandmother used to refer to as the play park. Going down the rec.
Yeah.
It's say rec, but it's REQ. I can't remember.
Requirement points.
Yeah, something like that.
Sorry guys, Santa has just joined the chat room.
All right.
And there's been a bit of a conversation in the chat room around Santa. So Santa said he hated when the Xbox 360s came out, crippled his back, delivering the heavy bastards down the chimney.
They were actually phenomenally heavy.
Don't
pretend you delivered press. You just got your balls out in front of kids.
San also used an Xbox 360 to stop his sleigh sliding off a roof. And Ross in the chat room is asking if this pack will be included through the EA Access account. I doubt it, Ross. I would be very, very shocked if the EA Access account includes this DLC.
Might be a discount to it or something, but no, you won't get it through that, I'd imagine. But
I wouldn't have thought so.
But from what I've read about the Halo, I've not actually played any of Warzone yet. But what I've read about the Halo with the microtransactions is you don't really need to buy them at all. Apparently, you can still get loads of rec points just by it's playing the game. But for folk who just want tons of rec points, you can spend cash. And apparently, Microsoft are still making a bomb of money off silly people who are buying them.
Yeah.
But the good thing is, it's not like a pay to win, and you get low direct points just by playing the game anyway.
I have bought, and I have no real qualms about this, I have bought the Fallout 4 season pass already. Yeah.
What is the season pass? What do you get with Fallout 4?
It's not really. I pre-ordered it on CD Keys. It was going for like £20 or something.
I think that's still pricey for a season pass.
So do I, but if it goes by, like, the vast majority of additional content to the Fallout games, like Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas.
Extra dog skins, you could get 50 different dogs. That's what you've bought.
I just bought it on the off chance that they'd have a boxer.
It's just one artist who has just went round every creature in the game and just done a more detailed anus on all of them.
Chris was a cloaca. Chris was asking me whether it had giraffes in it. I said no. And he said, well, I'm not buying the game then.
Yeah. Radioactive giraffes. They've totally missed it in that one.
Yeah, they should have done something about radioactive
really
giraffes.
Really angry.
What were you laughing about, Paul, then taking your picture for?
So the chat room's asking if there's a fly in the room, or am I looking at multiple screens? Because I've got three screens I'm looking at. So I was just posting in the Facebook group. So if you are listening and you're not part of our Facebook group yet, please join us there. We regularly post stuff in there and schizophrenically have a conversation with each other when we're all logged in as the same Gamer Show account.
So. Yeah.
That annoys me so much. What? They need to sort that out.
Yeah, I think Pat Sharp has just joined the chat room.
Oh,
again.
Are the twins there?
He is hitting. No, definitely not. He's hitting hard times. The twins aren't going to be hanging around him anymore. They've
branched out into wrestling porn.
They're at Dale Winton's house.
Yeah, so Ross, I have just posted in the Facebook message there a photograph of all the monitors just because I thought you might like to see it. I'm not overly convinced that I didn't double check and make sure that there wasn't anything that you shouldn't see in that photo. I'm just scanning the area now just to make sure, but I think we're okay.
Like what?
I don't know if I'd left like my bank account details or something on the screen or something like that.
Plug in dildo collection.
Ross says Bumhouse. I don't really know what that means. I'm assuming it's a variation on Funhouse that none of us have been to apart from Ross. So
did Ross go to the Funhouse?
It's Ross's new pimp website.
It's where he pimps tramps and vagrants.
Yeah. But they're all him just in disguises.
Bum house. It's a whole lot of bum. There's prizes to be won. While swimming in the cum.
Oh, went too far. I don't know if I need to bleep that or not.
Can we replace the, I want that as our new intro song.
Oh, dear. Apparently the twins have got
time to get guns. Apparently the
When you see kids running through the house, it makes it a lot darker now.
They're running away from the house.
Oh dear. So Pat Sharp says that
Uncle Bubber's coming.
The twins have got a restraining order against him, ruined his life, apparently. So, hey ho. the backwards compatibility that Xbox, or rather Microsoft, announced at E3 this year has finally been announced. So you can now play your Xbox 360 games on your Xbox One. Oh, that's the wrong screen there. That's the one you need. So they've released them. So when we were told on E3 it was going to be 100 games they were going to be releasing. Now, let's be honest, all of us kind of knew that that was likely to be a few crappy things, a couple of AAA titles that were about 5 years old or something, yeah, and a bunch of other crap. But what it's actually transpires is, albeit it's actually 104 games, but you can see here, so this is it showing more titles are on the way. So there's a couple of okay games there. You've got Halo Reach, Halo Wars, Skate 3 I've never heard of, Bioshock, Bioshock 2, Bioshock Infinite, and Call of Duty Black Ops, which is fine. So presumably, I've not actually tested this, but the chat room were chatting about this earlier on. The way that this works is you just pop your 360 game in, and an emulator actually pops up inside your Xbox One and plays these games.
You have to download the actual game, because it's...
Really? It doesn't just read off the disc with the emulator?
No, because the working version is on their servers. You put the game in, it'll then obviously say, oh, you have this game, then you download the game, it's about 6 gig, and then you can play it.
Right,
but you have to, but obviously to prove you own the game, you have to put the disc in. Unless it's a digitally 360 game, then you can just download it and play that. Any games that you bought, it's digitally through your Xbox account, you can download and play them.
Okay.
But if you've got a disc, you have to put that in every time you want to play it, but you have to download it first.
Right,
it's about 6 gig, I think.
So, Borderlands.
Depending on games.
So you've got Borderlands here. Yeah. You've got Fable 2, which actually I quite enjoy, but I don't think I'd bother going back to play.
Yep.
Assassin's Creed 3, which I thought was an interesting choice, but probably understandable given that that was the best Assassin's Creed, so it kind of makes sense that they do that. Fallout 3, Gears of War 3. All the Gears of Wars are actually there, 1, 2, 3, and Judgment.
Yeah, one clever thing that's come out of this was... I think if you pre-ordered or for the first few weeks of Fallout 4 being out on the Xbox One, if you buy it, you get Fallout 3 free with it.
Okay.
So you can download that. Yeah. And the same with Gears Remastered, you get all the past Gears of War games free as well.
Okay, that's kind of cool. And then
I can see that kind of happening more in the future. Yeah.
Pretty much after this, all of them are just crappy arcade games.
Yeah.
So 29 of the games. So when you go to Major Nelson's blog, he lists the 104 titles, and you can order them by type. And the types are Xbox One game, which I thought was weird given that it's an Xbox 360 game, and arcade. And only 29 of the 104 are listed as Xbox One games. And some of them, I mean, like you've got Viva Pinata and that kind of crap on there.
Yay.
Everything else is an arcade game. So I'll just scroll down here, and it's just... crap. I mean, like, serious crap. You've got a couple
Earthworm
of
Jim.
Nuggets there. Yeah, Earthworm Jim is there. But you got, Sonic's in there as well, if you're interested in that kind of stuff. They've got a couple of the Star Wars Lego games.
They will add more to it.
Golden Axe! Yay!
It's going to take time, but I think one stumbling block, because they have to basically... It's the publishers and developers have to okay it or come to them or whatever. And... because obviously at the top of the list was a few Call of Duties and Red Dead, but it all depends if Rockstar allow it.
Did you notice that the original Perfect Dark was on there?
The original Perfect Dark is on there, yeah.
As in, no, it's not...
No, look.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Bottom right,
They did a remaster for that on 360.
NBA Jam, so the...
Miss Explosion Man.
Kojak the Asda Driver has now joined the chat room. So welcome,
what?
Kojak the Asda Driver.
Asda.
What the fudge is going on in that picture?
Which one?
No one can see your finger apart from
Miss Explosion Man.
Miss Explosion.
Yeah. That was actually quite...
Which one's Miss Explosion?
Erotic?
Successful. I think it's a sequel to... Explosion
Mr. Explosion.
Man, which was quite a successful little arcade game for them.
Okay.
Yeah. Chat room's quite excited to see NBA Jam on there. So are you able to buy these games now? So you say you've not bought these games previously, being that they're there, can you go back on and buy them and download them?
They'll also...
Echo the Dolphin, why is that not there?
They're going to be adding them to Xbox Live Gold.
PlayStation.
You know, like, you know...
No, Sega. It was Sega.
Yeah, Mega Drive. Sorry, Chess.
You know the Games for Gold thing that they're doing? They'll be adding 360 games to that so you can download on your Xbox. I think from a certain date, I think from now... Every Xbox 360 game that'll be free in Games of Gold, you can download on your Xbox One.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So they will be adding more to it. This is just, and they did say at least there'll be 100. That it's quite a disappointing 100.
It's 104, but, yeah. To be fair. I mean, they have over.
But at the same time, if there's a game you would love to have, as I say, Red Dead, I don't know. Like, hopefully, but it all depends if Rockstar agree to it because they have to give it the okay.
Indeed.
And apparently, they're still trying to suss an issue. If you've got a game that's over two discs, like Mass Effect 2, Mass Effect 3, apparently they're still trying to suss that out. So any games that's multiple disc, they're still wrapping their head around, apparently.
Interesting. Okay, okay. This podcast and all the others on the British Tech Network, sorry, I'll just move the UK to you. This podcast and all the others on the British Tech Network are supported by UK2. Please support them because they support us. They deal with all the bandwidth and all the servers and all that kind of cool stuff to get us to you, be it over the live stream through 100TB, so if you're in the States, please go to 100TB.com, or if you're picking us up off of iTunes or whatever podcatcher you feel is best for you, everything is coming from UK2. So please go on over to britishtechnetwork.com/UK2, that'll take you straight to the UK2 website, whilst passing through our pipes to make sure the UK2 know that we sent you. There's a whole bunch of voucher codes and stuff like that if you go on to britishtechnetwork.com/sponsors, and you can get money off VPNs, VPSs and all sorts of other cool stuff there. They're absolutely just, you can get money off any of the services at UK2. It's pretty awesome. So, and also 100TB, if you're in the States, please go to 100TB. The other thing I just want to mention is Patreon. Now, we've had some issues lately where some people, things have been getting screwed up. So if for whatever reason your Patreon subscription got declined or got bounced or something like that, they actually cancel your subscription in a weird, weird way. So please go on. If you've sponsored us in the past, please go on and just double check that you're still a sponsor, because we've had a couple of folk who thought they were sponsors, went on and found out that they'd actually, their sponsorship had lapsed. So they need to jump back on and just basically it's a couple of clicks to kind of get your sponsorship back up and running again. If you're not already a sponsor and you fancy giving us a dollar or more, don't give us less than a dollar because it costs us more to actually claim that dollar. So please give us a dollar at least if you're going to give us anything, but don't feel obliged, it would just be nice. And then that basically all that goes to is supporting the new show and buying kit for the offices and stuff. So Righty's now got himself a lighting set up for when he takes over for Ewan and the Big Show.
And just cut the middleman and pay us in Jaffa cakes.
I think we're going about this the wrong way. I think we should be saying, give us cash or we're coming over for Christmas. Like, we will just turn up in our pants, yeah, sit in your house and ruin your Christmas.
Yeah. Lick your turkey, but not eat it.
And we will. So Patreon, please. BritishTechNetwork.com/Patreon or go to Patreon.com and search for British Tech Network. Santa in the chat room is asking, will online servers still be available for older 360 games? That is a great question.
I don't know. If they're still available now, they should be.
I wouldn't expect they're going to fire the servers back up again. I wouldn't have expected that. No. So, like, Call of Duty Black Ops is on there, and obviously there's a multiplayer element to that. If that server's now closed, I wouldn't expect it's going to continue. It's going to be fired back up again just because of this. So you'll just be able to play the single-player campaign, I would expect.
But, yeah, I'm sure if Xbox 360 game, the servers are still up.
Yes.
You'll still be able to play it.
Yeah, I would expect to, but I don't think that's the nature of the question.
Yeah, but if the servers... No, but the thing is, like, if the servers were if servers have been closed down for years, they're not going to be reopened for this.
Oh, we'll just dust it off.
No, but I think that the nature of the question was, should it be? You know, if you're going to be able to buy some of these...
They want our opinion on whether we think they should.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not much of an online sort of Call of Duty type player. I think I'd be gutted if they finally got Red Dead and the servers were switched off, because most of the Red Dead benefits...
Do you remember the last time we tried Red Dead? Red Dead, I think, has been left. It's still going, but it's no longer maintained, and I think hackers and...
It was awful.
The game's been ripped apart quite badly by people who are abusing it now, I think, and because there's no one looking after it anymore.
Yeah, it was such a good game. Of course, Red Dead Redemption 2, there's rumours that it's in the pipeline anyway, so hopefully that'll come out and then we won't have to worry about any of this anymore because it'll just be on the Xbox One. and all will be good around it. So Santa is now asking for cash for reach-arounds or erotic slow dances. I don't really know what that's in reference to Santa, but yes.
You can do a reach-around and a rock slow dance at the same time.
Oh, dear. Right.
Sorry, is Santa wanting us to give him money so he can buy erotic dances and reach-arounds?
I don't know.
Or is Santa offering his services for...
I think a little of column A, a little of column B.
Okay.
It's whatever you fancy.
Well, it's Santa we're talking about, so there ain't much of column A. But ching.
I don't get that. Okay, so...
Tish was disgusted that I did that.
Do I need to go back and check that for bleepability? I wasn't really paying attention. I was just laughing.
No, I don't think it was anything.
I didn't say any rudeness.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
100% not.
Cool. That's awesome.
Paul, you like that for 90% of the podcast. Why are you changing now?
Okay, so Sam, what have you been playing upon this fine week?
Just not much, really.
Fallout?
No. I don't own it or anything.
Shut up.
Don't know what you're on about.
It's a good thing you didn't actually wear a costume.
Yeah.
Planning to wear a costume.
Yeah, at one point about last time. I was going to bother, but yeah, I can't be bothered.
So you have popped a thing in about Fallout 4's base builder. So talk us through this. So you've obviously been playing Fallout 4 quite a bit.
I didn't put the base building thing in.
No. Did you not? No. I thought it was.
I did, but I put Fallout... I did his notes on because I didn't think he'd even look. But
I did look.
Yeah.
Well, just on my phone, though, and I couldn't really add to it.
Fallout 4, get you on.
Chiz has done all the base building. I haven't really done that much base building. I've just been adventuring and exploring and doing random stuff, which I always do. And it's phenomenal. Do you know what? And I think Chiz will agree. I think the first hour of the game is a bit poor.
Right, okay.
I think it's good that it sets you loose quite early and quite quickly. Yeah. There's no like... being like stuck as a bloody baby for endless or as a child and going to your birthday
that was annoying.
And having Liam Neeson as your dad. And
but
it's like,
I enjoyed the first time I did it. I enjoyed that. Yeah. I enjoyed having
Liam Neeson
kind of hold me in his arms and cuddle me and tell me everything that was going to be all right.
Yeah.
More than I did this. More than I did kind of being a random bloke and wandering around and getting in the vault and getting frozen and stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad storyline, but it didn't grip me.
Yeah.
I did not like the fact that it gave me power armor so early.
Yeah, I liked how it actually starts before the bombs for a change. Usually you find it's the game starts after the bombs and whatnot.
Yeah.
But there wasn't enough of that. They could have like built it up a bit better.
A little bit, yeah.
It was a bit too like, oh, this is you, like basically 2 minutes before the bombs drop. Yeah. Anyway, run to the vault.
Yeah. So the Santa in the chat room is asking for us to make an erotic calendar for Patreon. No? A Gamer Show erotic calendar for Patreon?
Again, is Santa offering his services to make an erotic calendar?
He then goes on to say that Santa's tired of elves because their hands are too small. Ross Roy in the...
But you want the little hands. It makes you look.
Use multiple
elves with hand on top of hand.
Apparently, a couple of
row,
guys. A couple of guys at Ross's work thought that your building was awesome, Chiz.
What?
Your building.
A great big tower that you did.
Yeah. And,
that's as high as I could get.
It is pretty phenomenal.
An unidentified 14296. Must have been his dad that named him that. So the building mode, is it like Minecraft?
I've not really played Minecraft too much. Not really, no.
Is it like Ark? Is it a similar thing to Ark?
Yes and no.
Right.
Kind of, yeah. This is like, it's kind of like what you'd imagine base building to be. Like, you walk up to its workbench, you go into builder mode, choose the stuff you want. It'll take you a while to figure out what bits you need to put down first or lay, whatever. Although there's not really any physics, because I built tiny little step ladder and then started building a multiple massive building, which was being held up by this one bracket stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I removed the step ladder, it just stayed there.
What I would say to anyone who hasn't jumped into the game yet,
I've not.
I would strongly suggest having a quick search on the internet for a starter guide.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's about 10 different things that the game doesn't really explain very well at all.
Supply lines and the settlements, I had to look that up because I had looked that in my perk, but I was like, all right, I thought supply...
You just think it happens automatically, but actually you have to manually set up.
You have to tell a settler, right, you go to that settlement and that sets up a supply line between those...
And that just like civilization.
And that shares your resources because if you don't do that, when you go to a new settlement, you have to find all the crap again to start building. But if you set up supply lines, all your resources are shared.
Right, okay, that's kind of cool.
There was quite... It's cool when you know how to do it, but it doesn't...
It doesn't do a good job of telling you. But like, well, with a bit of trial and error, and like, and actually... Although, at the same time, there's times where constantly look at the menu, like when you're in builder mode, usually along the bottom, depending on what you look at, it'll tell you what all things you can do with it. But when you're messing about in a first-person game, it's quite easy to actually miss all that.
But even things like right at the beginning, it doesn't really explain how to assign a settler to a job, particularly, at all.
I
sussed that myself... I don't know, reasonably
fast, I sussed it accidentally.
But I was like, all right, because I was noticing that I was building stuff and going, right, it's got a red man in that. All right, no one's assigned it. How do you assign? I walked up to someone and went, all right, present. Oh, there we go. I think it possibly, you get a few little things that pop up the top, but they're there that quickly and gone. And you're doing something or someone else has got your attention, and by the time you look up to read it, it's gone.
Yeah.
Or there's been multiple ones before you even notice it's there.
I only figured out last night that you can tell. So you get suits of power armor too early, in my opinion.
You get loads of suits.
I've got four. Several suits. I think I've got about six or seven now.
Yeah, I'm building all the different
variants. I only figured out last night that you can tell your companions to get into the suits.
All right.
That's why you get so many, so that your settlers and stuff like that still get protected.
But it uses a bit like, although...
It uses fusion cells.
Yeah, and I think I've got like 30 of them at the moment, but I've not really been in my power suit. Whenever I found a power suit, I've worn it until I've taken it to a settlement to start building on it, and then I've kind of been saving it for any fights I feel are too hard. So far, I've been managing.
I don't want to use it at all.
No. Are you playing it naked and alone?
I am. I'm not playing it naked and alone. I'm doing my armor up as I go.
Yeah,
but I don't want to. Because the power armor in this, I feel, is even more powerful than power armor in previous games.
Yeah, even the armor stuff isn't quite laid out. It took me a while to realize that I had like a metal chest armor thing, and I went, "Oh, that's right." And then when I fully upgraded that, I went, "It looks the same." But I went, and then I saw load screens, I saw someone with even fancier metal armor, and I thought, "How have they got that?" I went, "Mine's fully leveled up," and then realized later that there's like a hit, like as soon as you level up, you kind of it stops telling you what it is, if it's heavy or light or sturdy. The hit, like there's metal, then there's light metal, then there's sturdy, and then there's heavy, and they all look slightly different and different points. But I didn't realize that until I've been playing loads of things that I've kind of went, oh, I've got that, and I didn't at all.
Yeah,
because I had the word heavy on it, and I assumed, oh, I've got something better than that. And I've noticed when you go in the inventory, if it's got a plus next, it's usually something better than you've got, or it's like
a fancier version.
Yeah, or it's a heavy version, whatever. Because as soon as you upgrade it usually changes the name of it and you lose that heavy name of it.
Yeah.
So you kind of forget what the hell it is. So I'm not quite a fan of that. So I was hours into it, I realised that. I went, oh, that's why my armour still looks like crap.
some of the companions, the conversations with some of the companions are pretty phenomenal. Really enjoy. You still haven't.
No, I've
my favourite is Nick Valentine. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but I just think he's just a really good guy to have around.
I've only got Dog Meat Piper and that
Codsworth
Irish woman. And
Kate, I haven't found Kate.
No,
I haven't been to that place. I love how. What level are you?
36, I think.
I'm vaguely about the same, and whilst we're the same kind
building
of level,
stuff levels you up quickly.
We will have had very little similar experience. No.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I was going to pick up...
I've already done any of the main missions.
I was going to pick it up a day of release, and then I ended up going away for the weekend, so I've not picked it up yet, so I plan to pick it up this weekend. But yeah.
Did you buy it from
really
CD
cool.
Keys?
Not bought it yet.
get it from CD Keys.
Yeah, yeah, it looks like quite a good deal on CD Keys.
So, if your PC's playing...
Well, it seems to be working. It's just that camera that's not working for some strange reason. I mean, we're streaming, so it's clearly working okay. I have been playing with the new Apple TV and the games on that. And I'm a little disappointed so far. I'm not going to lie. The games...
With a Wii-like-esque thing.
Yeah. Was anyone shocked when he said that?
Well, no. So bear with me here.
Okay.
Well, I thought you would have liked it, to be honest.
So I think it's got masses of potential. I think the problem is that nobody has actually managed... Nobody got the... How do I word this?
Has it not lived up to your expectations?
It hasn't. I kind of wanted it to be Wii-like, if not Wii U-like. I knew it was never going to be Xbox and PlayStation-like. I kind of knew that. But this is one of the games that I've been playing. It's called Asphalt 8. And do you know what? It's not bad. It just feels a bit clunky. It doesn't feel smooth. Now,
do you know what they've done there?
Does it feel like...
not spelled asshat correctly.
So it just feels like the sort of game you'd get on some sort of TV game.
Yeah, it really does. And I know that's what it is. Yeah. I get that.
But Apple, it should be better.
It should be. But then again, I mean, Apple haven't actually released any games. The one game that they had, which was, and I forget the name off the top of my head, but it was the one that they demoed with it. And it's basically sort of a baseball slash Guitar Hero type thing where you have to hit balls with a baseball bat in time with music. I can't remember what it's called.
The only good game Apple developed was Halo, and Microsoft stole it from them.
But this game's actually all right. It's not great. It doesn't feel like you're playing a games console. It feels like you're playing... it feels like you're playing sort of a crappy game on TV, which I was really disappointed with.
You're playing a game with your TV remote.
yeah, exactly. You can get a games controller for it, which I've not gotten, mainly because I got the games controller with the Amazon Fire, played it for about half an hour, thought this is crap, put it in a drawer, and never taken it back out again.
And you're kind of reluctant to spend that money again.
Exactly.
Something you're just going to go the same way.
Exactly.
And your initial experience is making you think that as well.
Yeah. I kind of want to see a game that kind of... I mean, this thing's got the power of like a 3DS comfortably, or a Vita. It's probably got the power of sort of a PS2 or a PS3. I'm not actually sure, but
it
should be able to do decent games.
Well, these Xbox, they're probably close to actually its 360 and PS3 power.
Yeah. The only thing is the developers only have a limited amount of space that they can use. I can't remember off the top of my head. I think it's like 250
meg
or something like that.
And hard drive
like
space is the issue, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not awful. I'm just really, really hoping that somebody comes along and does a really good game. You know, like somebody like EA or like one of the big software houses comes along and does a good game for it. And then I think it could actually do something. But at the moment, it's just a bit...
So far, all we've seen here is load screens.
This game is fairly painful. It keeps on loading. I think
there's a load screen for a loading screen there.
Yeah. I think it's all part of this. The developers have only got so much space they're allowed to use up. So as soon as you start playing the game, it has to download more content because the initial download can only be up to 200. I think it's 250 meg. It might be less than that.
Yeah.
But so the way that this game works is it's interesting. The accelerator is permanently on. You only brake and steer.
Yeah,
that sounds like all mobile racing games.
Yeah. So here you'll see here that and you've got a button to do like an afterburst, but you're just accelerating permanently.
So all right, so like, are you just using? Is it the touch bit? You're just moving your thumb back to the left and right on that?
No. You're actually steering with the controller, like a Wii controller or something like that. And the touch area there is braking. And then I think the volume up button, or I can't remember off the top of my head, one of the other buttons gives you like a kind of an afterburner nitro type thing.
One thing I've noticed, as much as they want to shake the camera around, the car really doesn't look like it's going very quickly.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And it doesn't feel like it's on the track, which is a ridiculous thing to say, but I think if you play a lot of racing games, you kind of know what I mean. Some of the cheaper ones doesn't feel like
feels
you're on
floaty.
Doesn't feel like you're on the road. So, I mean...
Any other games you played?
It's got potential. So there's this one. There's a couple other games I played. One was an airplane simulator that you tilted the controller up and down, and it moved up and down the screen in sort of a really old 80s-style arcade game. So you basically moved up and down the screen, avoiding things that were coming towards you, sort of... I forgot the name of the game that was in the 80s that did that. Or the early 90s or whatever it was. There's
Pilot
the...
Wings.
No, it's not even like Pilot... Yeah, it's probably not far away from Pilot Wings, but it's just crappy graphics. And I think, again, that goes back to the limit that they put on the amount of download.
Yeah. What
painful.
Size of hard drives in the TV?
64 gig.
64 gig.
Yeah, so there's two options you could have bought, a 32 or a 64. And I did a bit of research on it, and what I basically came up with was the 32 wasn't going to be big enough, but they had to put the 32 model out to not make it as big a jump in price from the original Apple TV to the new one. So the 32 is kind of that mid-range. That's basically what I found out. So I went with the 64 one. I mean, everything else about it's kind of cool. And there isn't really related to this show because this is the gamer show. But like the Siri functionality, apart from the fact it doesn't work with music, which I find crazy, it works with everything else.
So like gaming, pretty crap. But as a TV device, is it any better than the last Apple stuff, or better than
it's faster
Amazon Fire or any other ones you've
got? The Amazon Fire, I would say it's on par with the new Amazon Fire. The new one, that's the only difference is the new Amazon Fire is 4K support, which the Apple TV does not. It only goes up to 1080p.
But obviously, if you don't have a TV, it's 4K.
If you're not a 4K TV, and you don't have any services that offer 4K content, which I don't believe there's any in the UK that does that yet, it's somewhat irrelevant. Yeah. In terms of speed and things like that, I think it's comparable. I like the interface in the Apple TV slightly better than the Amazon Fire TV. I like the Siri functionality. Again, caveat, doesn't work with music.
How do you mean it doesn't work with music?
When you do a search for Apple Music, it just says, sorry, Siri can't search Apple Music. Which is kind of odd. It's a known thing. It's just a thing. The Plex app, which...
Siri, search I like big butts.
Plex app that came with it is quite cool. But again, that's not Apple. It's just they allowed Plex to put an app on it. I would say if they can do something, I think they have a real opportunity here to do a casual gaming console for the rest of the people who are not going to go away and buy an Xbox One or a PS4 or anything like that.
Do you think the game, it's got sort of potential to have good games? Or?
I think it has. I think they just need the developers to kind of attack it. Pat Sharp in the chat room is saying, looks like an upscaled mobile game. That is basically what it is. There's nothing different there.
That was my argument on the first server. It is just going to be mobile games on your TV.
I really hope they could do something different. Again, I think it's the limit of the 250 download or whatever it is, but I really hope they were going to do something interesting.
The remote control as well.
Yeah. There's not very many games that are making full use of that remote control. It's kind of been done a little bit gimmicky at the moment. Mm. Such as this, it's a steering wheel. Wow, that's incredible. It took a boardroom of 7 people to agree to make a steering game. Nothing's really that innovative yet, but let's be honest, it's only been out for a little while, and it's not like the game developers or anything like that had too much early access to it. A few of the bigger ones had months, a few of the smaller ones had weeks. I think you will start to get games once they start to sell. But we'll see what happens.
So has it been worth the 150, £200 you paid for it?
I can't actually remember how much I paid for it. It was about 150 or something. No, it wasn't yet. It's not, I don't think it's double the price benefit of the old Apple TV.
No.
And it's certainly, I'm not using it more than the Amazon Fire Stick, which are £30.
So if someone is looking to say they've got Apple...
That's a real slam.
Yeah.
So if say someone's got an Apple TV that's a good few years old and looking to upgrade, would you say recommend from the wait until there's better content on it?
Yeah, I'd say wait till there's better content. I mean, if the interface is pissing you off, then fire on, but... I think the only major thing for me at the moment is the interface. That's the only thing that's actually making a big difference to me. And as I say, I absolutely love the Amazon Fire Sticks. Pretty much every TV in my house is an Amazon Fire Stick. They're awesome for £30. And what you're getting extra on this, I don't think is comparable.
That's a really annoying light feature that it has.
Yeah.
It's... That's what happens when I, in my car, when I go off a jump, my tyres leave a blue streak.
Yeah.
Was there not a film called Blue Streak?
Glow behind.
Yeah, but
there's about an alien in his underpants.
I believe that was Mark Lawrence was in that, was it not?
Mark Lawrence?
Or was it Martin Lawrence?
Martin Lawrence. Aye. The guy from Bad Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The midget Will Smith.
Chiz, you've been playing Star Wars Battlefront. Now, we have talked about this quite a bit on this show previously,
I am enjoying it. Like when I was playing it with Stephen Andrew the other day, it was good fun. I was playing it last night again, and it did seem like everyone seems to have unlocked all the weapons already, and everyone's just jetpacks. I'm only like level 9, and it goes up to like level it's 50 or whatnot. I think basically once you get to like level 25, you've got all the weapons anyway. And level 13, I'll get the jetpack, which will come in quite handy for getting out of tight spots when you're getting swarmed, because you will die a lot. But it's one of those games where you don't actually. It's Star Wars. It's fun. It's quite basic in for a shooter that anyone can just kind of pick up and play, get a few kills. At the same time, you'll die a lot, but it's still fun.
It doesn't. I'm rubbish at these games, and I have in a lot of them. When you die so often, it just gets to be annoying.
It's frustrating.
Just gets to be frustrating, a bit soul destroying, and you just want to stop. This didn't have that. Even though I was dying still,
yeah, I know.
I really quite enjoyed it.
See, for me,
wanted to jump back still, in and just
I enjoyed it more than I enjoy Call of Duty and like Titanfall and all those kind of games, but not enough to make me want to drop 40 quid on it, and 80 based on the DLC.
It's going on my Christmas list. Right. Someone else can buy it for me.
Yeah. I'd say if you're able to pick up for £30 or less, then I think it's worth a buy, but yeah, don't pay full price for it. And what I'm going to do for the DLC, I'll probably wait until there's a deal I can pick up for a fiver or whatnot. Or I'll see if I can hopefully places like it CD Keys will do a great deal on the season pass where it's not too much at all.
Yeah.
But it's good fun. Obviously, the major thing is if you're not a fan of Star Wars, you probably won't enjoy it at all.
Yeah.
But if you're a fan of Star Wars and just a bit and liked the original Battlefront games, you'll have fun with this, I think. I'm enjoying it, but it's still. The amount of content that's in it could have been more, and the season pass is a bit insulting.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, more in a bit.
So the chat room's agreeing with me on Battlefront. It was enjoyable. Rossary in the chat room is agreeing with me. It's enjoyable, but not enough to drop 40 quid. And also asking, this isn't about Battlefront, but do you need to play the previous Fallout games to understand Fallout 4?
No, not at all.
Right. Their story in all the Fallout games, I don't get any of their stories are linked at all.
They're all vaguely linked, and they all have little Easter eggs from each other. But no, it's not essential at all.
It's you not like can one just, major story going through
yeah,
them.
No. You can just jump in it and really enjoy yourself. Yeah. And this one also, I feel, is a properly good shooter as well.
Yeah,
right.
Think of season 1 and 2 of True Detective. You could watch that in any order because they're two separate stories, and the same with Fargo.
Of which neither I've watched.
Well, there you go. Right? You could watch season 2 without watching season 1 because they're totally different stories.
Right, okay, cool.
So think of Fallout that way.
You've totally ruined those programs. That was a spoiler. I hate you now.
Pat Sharp says it's good fun but seriously lacking content. Feels like a beta.
What does?
Presumably Battlefront he's talking about, I would expect. I don't expect he's talking about Fallout.
I was going to say, Fallout's phenomenally full of content.
Cool. Thank you very much, folks. Quick show note, just to let you know, at the end of the last show, we discussed the Gamer Show Christmas quiz and the Christmas party. What we're going to do is we're going to do that in the new year this year. Frankly, I didn't get my finger out and organise it in time, and the hall that we use is fully booked, so we're not going to do it. So apologies to that if you had already planned to come down. We will announce when we're going to do something like that. I expect it'll be sometime in the new year. When it is, I don't know. We'll just sort it out and we'll make you aware after Christmas time what's going on. If you would like to contact us, please email us at britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. Twitter is @BritishTech, or you can follow me if you like @PaulWheatley. Come over to our Facebook page. There's a lot of stuff going on there. We post stuff on there so you can chat and stuff with everybody that's on there about games and posting up new trailers and all that kind of stuff. It's cool. And you can also go over to the Google Plus community, and there will be some tumbleweed over there that you can probably push around or something. We can enjoy that. So thank you very much, folks. We will see you again in 2 weeks. You will note that we've changed alternate weeks, but it probably doesn't matter because it's only ever Ross that's in the chat room anyway. So we will see you again into and Santa tonight and Pat Sharp as well, I suppose. And also the Asda driver.
Actually, is it you and his son?
No. No. Okay, thank you very much, folks. Chiz and Sam, do you have any parting words?
No.
Wow, that was a great comedy moment.
Get Vermintide!
Always refuse a pearl necklace.
Good. Good night.
It depends if it's antique or not. I mean, if it's fresh, it's okay. But if it's antique, yellows and...
If a tramp gave it to you.
Well...
An old tramp.
I don't know. I'd have to work that out on a case-by-case basis. Mm. Like, some of those tramps are pretty damn sexy.